Drum roll, please. Yes, at long last. At long last, I hear many of you say yes. This is my first ever podcast recording. Yes, and for those of you who are watching this on YouTube, yes, I may be posting some of my podcasts as videos as well as audios on the podcast. So yes, here I am, and I've given it a name which I think is very appropriate for me right now. I did have various other names that I wanted to use and found that other people have been using those names for their podcasts, so I wouldn't really want to use the same names as someone that other people have been going at. So you do know I love drinking my tea, so it's going to be you and me and a cup of tea, but that's already gone. Then I thought maybe you and me and a mug of tea, but that's too similar to that. So I dropped the tea idea, I know. I dropped the tea idea, but hey, so as I'm coming up to this April London Marathon, I know, yeah. Those of you who've been watching my YouTubes and those of you who know my current medical predicament, shall we say, with the stones that I have. I was diagnosed just before Christmas with gallstones and kidney stones. Yeah, I know, oh, pain. I don't have a date yet for the surgery to, I think the kidney stone's gonna go first and then the gallstone, that's the order, but I don't have a date yet for the surgery. So yeah, and I thought, what better way, whilst I'm in remission or recovery or whatever, I certainly can't do the training that I wanted to do for London, that I would now finally kick off my podcast. So here it is. Thank you all so much for coming to listen, and those of you on the YouTubes, watch. If you are listening to this on the podcast, you can find me on YouTube as the Run Guru Run, or Running Guru. Just Google that on your YouTube channels and you'll find my channel, and go ahead there and subscribe and follow and leave your lovely comments. And you can see me in Technicolor Dreamcoat, as those of you who are watching this on YouTube right now, yeah? So yeah, it's here, the name I've gone for, because you know I've been aiming to get for the qualify for Berlin Marathon, which is a sub 2:55 marathon, yeah, for my age. So I'll be coming up to in May, I'll be 59, so come to the end of April when the London Marathon is, I'll just be a couple of weeks from my 59th birthday. So I thought, go for sub 3, it'll be a sub 3, so I've called it You and Me and Sub 3. Yeah! I know. And what's the podcast going to be about? Well, it'll be me probably wittering on about running and life and all sorts of things. And I have had a number of you already, because I have reached out and put comments out on the social meds. And if you are following me on the social meds, social media, whatever you want to call it, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and all that jazz, you can find me as Run Guru Run on the Twitter and Instagram. And if you look up on the Facebook group, there's My Run Guru, you'll find me on there on the Facebook group, and you can join that group and do whatever people do on social meds, which is leave me lovely comments and say how amazing and super duper we all are. Yeah, I know. Yeah, there are some others who leave other comments, and that's up to them. But yeah, so the podcast, what's it going to be about? What's it going to encompass? Well, it'll be my journey to London Marathon. Yeah, but also I'll be looking to interview people like you, irrespective of what your experience, background is in running or life. It's irrelevant. I want to have a good time. I love talking to people, and I've bought some wonderful gear because I thought, if I'm going to do this, I might as well do it right. So thanks to the support that I've had from you guys up to now, I've used some of that money. I know I was looking to get some new trainers. I was off that, but some of you have made some amazing donations, contributions and support to this channel on the old YouTubes, and I love for your support on the podcast as well. So I've gone out and splashed out on some gear for the podcast. Yeah, that's right. So if you want to support me in some way, if you go to the link below, which is ko-fi.com/donato, and make a donation however substantial you want it to be, yes, that'll be greatly appreciated. And those of you who have supported me already now, that's fantastic, love it, thank you all so much. So what gear did I buy? For those of you on YouTube, I'm just going to show you now an unboxing of the gear. have a look at that, yeah? So for those of you not on the YouTube, so there's no point looking or listening to me unboxing. I don't know, did you want to listen to that? Leave some comments on the podcast if you want to hear audio of me unboxing things and you can't see what it is. But let me talk you through what kit I have got. So I've got myself a, what's this called? This is the actual, it's a four-track audio recording and it's a Zoom product and it's a Zoom H4N Pro. And I got this on a great deal on Gears for Music, I think it's called. Yeah, Gear for Music website. And as it says here, I'll read on the back of what it says on Zoom. The world needs creators like me and some of you guys as well. People willing to contribute something, something original, inspiring, powerful. Which sums up what I want my podcast to be. Something original, inspiring, and powerful. So, by the way, I didn't know that's what was written on the back of this box, but it's interesting that that's what I'm looking to do. This is my lovely, and the beauty with this is I can take it out and about with me so I can come out and meet you guys, or we can meet in a coffee shop, wherever, because I've bought some other gear that will go with this. So as well as having the recording bits within the box, I've got some professional gear. Microphone, yes, a microphone, I know, and headphones. I've got two of each of these, so I can do the interviewing. And there's the cables as well. This is what was in the box. So there's cables for the actual microphones. So it's the, I think it's, I can't remember the name of the connection type. What is it? It just says, Chris said, doesn't say what it is. It's, anyway, XLR, yeah, XLR type connections. And then I've got a stand. So when I'm recording videos, I can put the mic on a stand, or I might just hold it to my mouth like a karaoke pop singer, yeah. But anyway, that's the gear. Let's say I've got two mics, two headphones, and the two stands on there, and I may even use my lovely new GoPro to record some of the interviews as well, because obviously with it being wide angle I can open up a bit more. And as I say, that's the current plan. I don't know how good, bad, or indifferent. I don't even know how this will sound, because I'm just recording on a standard camera with the mic. I'm not using any of this professional recording gear yet. So I don't know how that's going to come out. I need to work out how I can do that with some Skype. So the idea is to do some Skype interviews with people from around the world. And if you are interested, you can mail me on myrunguru@gmail.com. If you are interested in joining in somewhere. And as I said, I need to make it quite clear, whilst the podcast name is You and Me and Sub 3, don't for one moment think that you have to be a Sub 3 runner to appear on the show. It's quite the contrary. But obviously there are people who are running Sub 3s, and I'm aiming to run a Sub 3, that will be on the show. But there will be people of all different levels, and also those who talk about, and I will be including the, for those of you who've been on the YouTubes will know that I've done an interview with Rebecca Coles, who talks about breathing. She'll be one of my, if not the first one, of a guest, where I'll take the audio of that, because she's absolutely brilliant. And I find breathing, don't know what you guys think, leave it in the comments below, is absolutely essential to get the breathing right. For running, it's almost a bit like drinking, it's oxygen, we need it, yeah. So if we can breathe correctly, it helps us be better runners. So as it says on the back here, you know, I want it to be original, inspiring, and powerful, because there are so many, you know, some of the people I'll be interviewing are professionals in their field. Some will be just like you and me, it's our hobbies, yeah. For me, this is not my profession. Podcasting is not my profession. YouTube is not my profession. I'm an analyst. I sit in an office, yeah, day in, day out, working with spreadsheets, Word documents, and having lovely, exciting meetings with people to help solve their problems, issues, but similar to this. So there are people who are going to come on here, as I say, who are professionals in their field. And one of the quotes I was reading from a book not long ago, where it was talking about, I've got the quote here, where there's a lot of misinformation out there, and it's generally funded by people with a vested interest. So I'm here, I'm on a mission to clear all that BS and talk about the real stuff. And for those of you who know my background, literally towards the end of last year when I finished Chester Marathon, there's my top, I was quick enough to be selected for the England Marathon Masters team at international level. So this year in 2020, I'll be running York Marathon as part of the Celtic Challenge of people from different countries. And I'll be running in as an England international. So I've achieved that just by applying, for want of a better word, good common sense and listening to what you guys say, because there's a lot of you guys who watch, listen to my channel, who are absolutely brilliant at your sport and have helped me in terms of develop and change and update my training. Because at the moment now, I am self-coached. I just do my things, do it as and when I please. So as I said, I'm looking to apply this. Whilst I am awaiting surgery to have the stones removed, I'm not holding this back. You would have seen on the recent video that I did manage to get out and do a run, and it was great. And thank you so much, Lawrence, for being my guide on that day, because it was great trepidation, not knowing if any of the stones or pains would kick in. So the route that I did do was very close to the hospital, just in case I needed to go in emergency, because sometimes the pain does become quite extreme. Those of you who've had kidney stones, know about gallstones, but it can suddenly just kick in and the pain, I mean, I've had a number of ladies comment to me who've had children, is that having kidney stones can be as painful as giving birth. But hey, enough of that, you know, enough of that detail. But the podcast is just gonna be a bit of fun, a bit of me. So, and from what a lot of you have been saying and commenting back to me, is that you're looking forward to downloading the podcasts and listening to it when you're out doing your training runs, which is brilliant, you know. And you can listen it to it wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And if you do enjoy it, and if you enjoy this, then please do share it with your friends, family, and other running chums, and it may help them. And as I said, the key thing for this is for people of all levels, also maybe in particular for people who are thinking of taking up running or some other challenges and sports, that it could help them to inspire to actually take up and go into that, which I'll be talking more over the coming weeks and months. So weeks and months, I hear you say. Speaking of which, there's all sorts of statistics when people start podcasts and it lasts for a certain amount of time and then it finishes. I don't know where this is going. Some people have been asking me, what's my plans? Where do I see this going? Well, the only real plan I have is I want to have a lot of fun doing this. I want to meet lots of you guys and chat with you people. And in terms of where it's going to go, I don't know where it's going to go. It's really down to you guys. So where you think it's going to go and how it's going to be. But it's things that I want to do as opposed to following any trends or whatever, because it's things that have interest me. And if it's of interest to you guys, then great. If not, then you don't listen or watch or whatever on the YouTubes. So I'll talk about what I want to talk about and maybe what you guys want to come on the show and talk about as well. So I very much look forward to that. How often is the podcast going to be? Well, I'm looking at the moment, I'm looking at potentially weekly. What day is it going to be released? Well, whilst this is on YouTube's on a particular day, because I have set days that I release my YouTube's recordings, the podcast itself, and as I need to stress, they're not all going to be videos. The majority will be just audios, I think. Some of the early ones will be videos as I transition from my interviews being on Skype to interviews using that gear, just via WhatsApp or whatever, and then record the things originally. So I'm looking at maybe releasing on Fridays. I think that's what I'll probably go for. And Fridays, if you've got any other days that you prefer, I'm looking at Fridays, maybe Wednesdays. I'm not 100% sure at the moment yet. So as you can see, it's not, plans in sand and goals in concrete. Oh, I don't know, don't even have any goals. Where it's going to go. I've used, for those of you who are listening through the podcast, if you do track the trail, I've used a bit of software that's called, what's it called? It'd be good if I had it all prepped. You see, you don't need a script. So there's a piece of software called Anchor, Anchor FM. Now I thought Anchor was butter, but hey. Anyway, here in Britain we have a butter called Anchor. I don't know, do we still have that? But anyway, so I've used Anchor, and the beauty is that is I can record the podcast on that piece of software, and then it'll distribute it auto-magically across multiple podcasting type things, whatever they're called, like Spotify, iTunes, and all the other sexy podcasting. So you can literally subscribe to those and it notifies you and downloads. So whatever apps you use, whether it be Spotify, iTunes, or even the Anchor itself, and there might be some buttons that you can click and press. I have no idea how it all works because this is all new to me. And you can download it and listen to it to your heart's content. So that's the vagaries of it. And obviously at the moment now, it's just me doing a monologue. So again, feedback on how do you feel about monologues, on me wittering on how my training's going towards London Marathon and all that jazz as such, because it's quite a big deal having time qualified for this. I'm very much looking forward to it. I hope I am able to race it and get some training in, but the way it's looking at the moment now, it's January. I've not been given a date for the surgery, but it could happen hopefully within the next couple of months. But right now I'm just going out and doing some easy runs as and when I can. So that's where I am at the moment. Yeah, so that's the gear. That's me giving you a quick intro on this. I know as a podcast, this is also pretty short. I know some people, so feedback from you YouTubers who'll be listening to this first, and feedback from the podcast audience, listeners, viewers, whatever. How long are these podcasts? What's a good length? Now, if you're listening to them when you're going out on the run, is 30 minutes. I'm looking at how this is panning out at the moment. So in terms of the recording for the podcast, it's so far we've reached about 17 minutes. I think with the unboxing on the YouTubes, it might be about 22 minutes. What's a good length on... good length. Sorry, what amount of time for a podcast? But as I say, this, I could talk forever in a day, and I'm sure when I have our guests, and I've had a number of guests on already, I could talk for hours and hours about various topics, and I try and keep it in sort of bite sizes. So if we do interview you guys, if you think you've got hours and hours of content, then we can break it up into multiple podcasts over a number of weeks. So it's all pretty open, pretty flex. So it's really down to you guys and gals watching on the YouTubes, and those of you who now are going to be listening on the podcast, what you think. Give me some feedback, views, news of what's going on. There's something going on all the time, and I try and keep it maybe topical in some way in terms of how I'm progressing with my runs and what can maybe help you guys and what you think helps you guys. So that's it, really. Is that enough? We got enough to be getting on with? Hope so. And I'm very much looking forward to it. As you can tell, I'm super pumped up, you know, with all the gear now, having some new camera, which I, you know, the footage, if you are listening on a podcast, I would definitely recommend get to my YouTube channel. The quality of video footage now from that camera is simply amazing. And the sound is brilliant. I just love it, and I'm so grateful that you guys help support this channel in some way and keep it going, because this gear, it's not cheap. I've certainly not gone, because all that gear that you've seen for the actual podcast, I think a couple of years ago, this probably would have cost me thousands and thousands of pounds. But when you get to the Ko-fi page, it was just a couple hundred, you know, up and running, and yeah, can't wait to get that going, and with the GoPro, and yeah, what can I say? I'm absolutely super pumped. It keeps my mind off those horrible little marbles, stones inside me, stones the size of marbles, and I do love the comments that one of you guys says, yeah, when I lose my marbles, I can really go for it. Yeah, that's right. Can't wait for those to get out of my body, as I'm sure other people who've had these types of stones would agree with me. So thank you so much for listening, watching on the YouTubes, listening on the podcast. I'm very much, I just can't wait to get on with this and show you guys what's happening in the world of you and me and Sub 3. Bye. Thank you.
So guys, yes, having now set up all the gear and having some idea, I just thought I'd give you a little taster of how the audio will sound. As you can see, I'm all plugged in here, got the microphone set up, and hopefully this sounds really nice and crisp and slightly better than the audio that I was getting from the camera earlier. So testing 1 2 1 2. I feel like I'm a bit of a rock star here. Hi. Sorry, I try and keep this serious. Yeah, so there's a bit of audio, and hopefully this will be the quality of sound on the podcasts. And if I can work out how to get this nice and easily straight into the camera, then I'll do that as well. But at the moment, it's recording separately, so I've done a post-edit sync of the sound from this wonderful Zoom device and added it to the video on there. So hopefully it's synced with that. Thank you so much. So much looking forward to this. Oh, yes, the excitement. Can you tell? Yeah. For those of you watching me on the YouTubes, yes, you can see the smile on my face. Ladies, guys. Oh, does that sound good? Mwah. Yes. I kiss you all. Bye-bye.